You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. In these final weeks before the election, we're checking in with five locations in the Bay Area with the lowest voter turnout rates: Richmond, East Palo Alto, Bayview, Fairfield, and West Oakland. And Oakland is where we'll go today. Oakland is voting on everything from city council members to the school board, from whether to give the police commission more independence to removing a limit on fines around things like illegal dumping. The team of journalists at the Oakland side have been talking to voters. Managing editor Jacob Seamus says some Oakland neighborhoods may have historically low turnout rates, but that may be changing this year. I talked to him and first asked about the voters they talked to. How informed were they about the issues on the ballot?
What we discovered, I think it's fair to say, is that people are very informed on the issues, in the sense that they're the experts of their own lived experience, right? So if you're living in D3, you know, 3, or you're living in Deep East Oakland in District 7, you know what the issues are, right? I think the other part of the question is, you know, will people come out to vote? We know that, you know, unfortunately, historically, that these districts have had lower voter turnout.
Right. What are some of the reasons for that? I think you looked into what voting has looked like historically across Oakland.
You know, voter participation, it really mirrors the sort of like same old dividing lines in Oakland along income, education level, and race, too. We know that, you know, folks of color primarily are living, you know, in the flatland neighborhoods, and white, you know, residents living in the hills. So, you know, very much mirrors that same divide. Now, why that is a really good question. And I wish I had all the answers, but I think that, you know, when you have communities that have really been excluded from the political process, or who feel like the system is not working for them, I think that results over many years, that results in apathy, right? That's probably understandable.
And people just not trusting the whole system.
People not trusting the system, for sure.
Right. I've heard it many times. My vote doesn't count. This all doesn't matter. It's all a rigged system anyway.
We also have spoken to civic organizations in Oakland that this year have been doing groundwork to get out the vote in those districts.
What are they working towards? Are they working towards voter registration? What's their goal?
Yeah, I think it is. It's voter registration. It's awareness, you know, voter education. It's messaging and just letting folks that their vote counts. I think literally, actually, the League of Women Voters Oakland, which is one of the biggest organizations that's been doing, you know, voter registration and like education in Oakland for years, their approach, like during the pandemic, was to actually hit the streets, partner up with community organizations, focusing on Deep East Oakland. And they went out and they walked precincts and they hung door hangers on people's homes with a message that, you know, literally your vote counts. And so I think with information, of course, of, you know, how to vote and how to register and so forth. So I think it's a combination of all those things. And, you know, when I spoke to the League and some of the organizations that they were partnered with, what I heard was that there's actually a great deal of enthusiasm this year, that people in the communities seemed very excited to be talking about issues, and that at least the organizers I spoke to seemed like incredibly hopeful that the turnout this year is going to be higher than it has been in past years.
And I mean, we are seeing that across the country right now with record numbers of mail-in votes so far.
Right.
What are you hearing from these organizers as to why that may be? Why are people this time? And right, we haven't even talked about COVID,
right,
which is another challenge here. But what are they saying in terms of why people are coming to vote this time, or what the urgency is this time, or like why they're excited?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I think the sense is, you know, it's the combination of a national election that people are invested in. And it's also, I think, here in Oakland, you know, it's just a huge election year at the local level for things like education. And again, you know, council races, and even ballot measures that don't, you know, don't get a lot of hype, but there are some huge ballot measures, you know, locally in Oakland this year that could fundamentally change, you know, schools through like a massive $735 million schools bond for OUSD. And for measures that would do things like increase the power of the police commission, which is the volunteer like citizen organization that you know, oversees the, you know, OPD. It would get
homelessness encampment management.
Yeah, so a lot of just a lot of big issues on the ballot this year locally, and maybe it's just sort of a zeitgeist of, you know, national issues and local issues coming together.
Have you looked at how COVID has impacted or changed these efforts to register and mobilize voters?
Yeah, I have actually. And a lot of the organizations that typically have really strong ground games in Oakland that are, you know, organizing in-person events and, you know, doing the door knocking and that sort of thing have really shifted to virtual events and virtual organizing. And what's interesting, again, I'll just sort of reference the League of Women Voters, but what they told me, surprisingly to me, was that their attendance at their election events has been greater this year during the pandemic than it was in previous years when they did these things in person. And so, yeah, super interesting. And so maybe there's something about that too, where in a strange way, folks are having to get innovative about, you know, sort of where they convene community and how. And maybe it's in some ways made it easier for some folks to participate, understanding that that's not going to be true for a lot of, you know, members of the community. But it's interesting that they said that.
Jacob Seamus is managing editor at the Oakland Side. Find their coverage and all our Oakland coverage at KELW.org. Thanks to Victor Tense for his help producing that interview.